More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family. What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The city state's attorney's office is investigating an apparent cybersecurity incident on its network. Communications Director James Bentley says in a statement that the office was notified about unusual activity on March 19th. Management Information Systems responded immediately to secure the network and activate the Cyber Incident Response Plan. State's Attorney Ivan Bates charged members of the executive team to engage with outside partners to assist in protection against the detected activity. And Governor Wes Moore has signed another round of bills passed during the General Assembly session. More than 140 pieces of legislation are now law, including the Expungement Reform Act of 2025. The new law makes it easier for people to have their criminal records cleared after completing their sentence and other requirements for certain crimes, including probation violations. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Looking for some redemption after the Easter Sunday incident at Camden Yards, the Birds found no such thing last night at Nats Park.
Swing by Cruz and a drive to deep left center field. This is way back. Going. Gone. Goodbye. A 429-foot shot.
Charlie Slows with the call on 106.7 The Fan all night long for the Nationals. 7 runs, 14 hits off Oriole pitching. No runs, one hit for the Birds. A blanking 7-0 the final. Dean Kramer takes the loss for Baltimore and was asked why.
I think it's a combination of a couple things, maybe. I'm going to have to go back and watch and learn.
Tomo Sugano on the hill tonight for the Orioles. First pitch at 6:45. With 11 picks in tomorrow night's NFL draft, the Ravens are in good position, if they so desire, to wheel and deal. The question was posed to Eric DaCosta last week, and he deflected.
You know, I think if I had a crystal ball, I would answer that question. I think that we have 11 picks. I've always looked at draft picks as currency. You can either use that on a player, you can trade up, you can trade back, you can trade for future picks in future years. I think we're fortunate to be in this position.
Ravens are expected to go defense heavy early on. Coming up in 30 minutes, some tough injury news for the Capitals. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine and warm temperatures. That's what we've got through Friday. No rain until Saturday. Today, a few clouds, 78, near 80 tomorrow, 80 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Currently, it's 56 degrees in Westminster, 60 in Easton, and 55 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plays It Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. We've got quite the show planned for you. I'm excited about today's show. Look, I'm excited about every day's show, but we do. We have quite the show planned for you today. We're going to talk about some local tech companies. They're speaking out after the session that we had here in Annapolis. And, of course, there are many IT companies and data service companies that are not so happy about the taxes and fees headed their way. We're also going to talk about the parents in Montgomery County, especially Moms for Liberty. Shout out to all of those that are headed to the Supreme Court because they are going to decide today whether or not these sexually explicit LGBTQIA books should be in the classroom. Right now, Montgomery County School Board does not want to allow parents to opt out. And many, of course, are saying that's against their constitutional rights. We'll talk about that. Also, Sheldon Daniels, the attorney from Dallas, Texas, running as a Republican, of course, against Representative Jasmine Crockett. Now, we've talked about Jasmine quite some time. If you're not familiar with her name, this is the young lady that I guess you could say she's pretty much famous now on Capitol Hill. And I think she's been there for two cycles thus far. Last election cycle, she did not have a Republican opponent. And I think it was Scott in Westminster that pointed that out originally to me. Thank you, Scott, for that. I checked into it, and yes, she did not. That seat was not contested by a Republican. There was a Libertarian that ran in that seat. But, of course, it is very difficult to run as a Libertarian. So now you have Sheldon Daniels that will represent the Republican Party in that race. And he's going to join us at 10 a.m. As I've noted just yesterday and, you know, other days in the previous weeks, it's been so hard to get him on the show because he is a practicing attorney. And so if you could imagine, usually before 5 p.m. is very difficult for him. But there are a lot of people excited about him in the race. And it does appear that he's been raising a good amount of money. Now, this is somebody, of course, you know, that has the education to back it up. He's very well qualified. Well, you know what? I'll let him tell you. I'll let him tell you about himself. Again, that's at 10 a.m. Also, we're going to be joined at 11:30, around 11:35 to be exact, by Steve Whistler. Right now, he is on the Carroll County School Board. And we are going to talk a little bit about what they've been working on, but he's also running for that delegate seat there in District 5 in Carroll County. So we'll talk to him. He does have a fundraiser this evening, so he'll give us the information if you'd like to go and support Mr. Whistler. All right. So as I was talking about in the morning drive, and that's why I said I'm going to die on this hill because I reached out. I sent an email over to U.S. News. OK, and I'm going to continue to reach out until I get some answers. During Mayor Brandon Scott's State of the City address, which, again, I complimented him on much of that address when it comes to presentation, you know, how he sounded. I didn't agree with what he had to say, but he did a great job with the presentation. OK, and I'm not going to take that away from him. I know a lot of you are probably like, oh, come on, Kim. You know, I think somebody said, oh, so you're happy now. He's a better liar. Is that what you're saying? It was just so embarrassing previously. I'm just glad that he took that extra effort and that extra step to get some training. Anyways, beyond that, he did say that Baltimore City did not make for the first time the U.S. News Most Dangerous Cities list, which is where they show the top 25. Now, I am calling BS on Mayor Scott, and I'm calling BS on U.S. News Real Estate, okay? So these are two different lists. You've got U.S. News Real Estate, where, yes, you do not have Baltimore City in the top 25 most dangerous list. But if you look at U.S. News and the list that was compiled for the same year, the list that was compiled by using the data from the FBI, it has Baltimore City, as we spoke about this yesterday, at number 14. Because I was scratching my head because I kept hearing people say, oh, yes, Baltimore City isn't on the top 25 list. And I'm like, wait, what? That's impossible. So I go and I look at it. I look at the list. I said, all right, same data, same year. Data compiled by the FBI. We're number 14. Then I went to Mayor Breida Scott's X page, right, formerly known as Twitter. And I go down into the comment section. And somebody had posted there the link to U.S. News Real Estate. And in that link, you will not see Baltimore City in the top 25. Because apparently, and this is why I'm calling BS on this, U.S. News does not have the same data as the FBI list. Now, the FBI list also includes, whether it comes to like air quality, you know how we talked to our friend David in Curtis Bay, he talks about this, and there were other environmental factors, but it also is the crime and data file that the FBI has on hand. So how do you go from number 14, right, with the list compiled by the FBI, and then not in the top 25 in the list created or compiled for U.S. News Real Estate? And I believe the U.S. News Real Estate, this is why I emailed them, I think they're following the data dashboard from Baltimore City. And I don't think the data dashboard has accurate numbers. If you recall, we found out, thanks to the Baltimore Banner, that in Baltimore County, we did not have the correct numbers of sexual assault on file. And that time, that's when County Executive Johnny Olszewski, he actually had to do a few interviews to answer to that, because the Baltimore Banner found that the FBI data was different than the data on the data dashboard in Baltimore County. And so Johnny Olszewski, when he explained this, he said, well, you know, my office, they're the ones that enter that data into the data dashboard. So he said that was most likely human error. He also said the way that the FBI compiles their list and, you know, the different, whether it's like sexual assault with a handgun or sexual assault, like the way that they do the list, it's much different, right? It's much different. And we've talked about this before, right? Maryland looks a lot better on paper because we're no longer adding certain crimes to the list, whereas the FBI has not changed how they, you know, tally up the crimes. They haven't changed it. So anyways, Baltimore County, at that time, Baltimore County Executive Johnny O, he said, okay, well, there was most likely a mistake. And then the way that we compile our data is different because now we label some of these crimes differently than the FBI. All right. And yes, I'm willing to die on this hill. I am. So I'm going to keep pushing this because Fox 45, who you know I love, they also had an article and even a report that did say that Baltimore City was not on the top 25 list. But again, that's if you're going by the data dashboard. And that data is entered manually by somebody within City Hall. All right? And so I will let you know whether or not I hear back from U.S. News Real Estate, you know, whether they answer and respond to where they got the data to compile their list. And if they say, okay, well, here's where we got it, you know, whatever it is, and look, I could be wrong, but the way that I looked at this, and I looked at it for hours, whatever it is, I'm going to report it back to you, okay? You've got my word on that. But this is why I believe that he's able to claim that Baltimore's not in the top 25 list. I think it is because it is not accurate. The list isn't accurate because the data itself isn't accurate from the city. All right, I just wanted to put that out there because there's some discrepancies there. There are some discrepancies. All right. We're also going to talk later today about student loan debt. Department of Education will begin collecting on that debt. That actually goes with the question of the day. You know what? I'll go ahead and give you the question of the day because I love, you know, we get started early. I'm not going to tell you how I feel. But if you go to WCBM.com right now, the question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should we garnish wages for those who don't pay back student loans? That is the big discussion because it was announced yesterday that the Department of Education will start collecting on those student loans. And if they do not have the money, obviously they're available at the time of collection. They're talking about garnishing wages, which, you know what, we do that for many loans, whether it's a car loan, whether it's, you know, the deed on your home, whether, you know what, child support. If you do not pay child support, the courts will garnish your wages as your paychecks come in each week or biweekly. So that's the question, again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Go to WCBM.com, take part in that poll. We'll talk about that at 11 o'clock hour, but it is, should we garnish wages for those who don't pay back student loans? And I'm not going to tell you my response. All right, let's jump in here. And we'll get to some audio after we speak to our friend Tim Herr. But let's jump in here to what's going on as far as the local tech companies. You know, out of the session that we just had here in Annapolis, many people were talking about the tax increases and obviously the fees. I think the industry that was blindsided the most, and this could be disputed. You know, you could always either text and text line dispute this. Obviously, you can call me as well, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I believe those in IT and data services had no idea that they were going to face a tax increase. I really don't think they had any idea. And usually I'm very quick to say, oh, well, they voted for this. Because if you think about it, most IT, most data services companies, not most, but there's a significant amount. When you're looking at Silicon Valley, when you're looking at the tech world, there are a lot of Democrats, right? There are a lot of liberal individuals involved in the IT industry, right? We're talking about AI, all those things. Well, I don't believe that they had any idea that the Maryland General Assembly would try and attempt to balance the budget and do so by putting taxes and fees on their services. I don't think they saw that coming. Look, I follow this every single day, and I didn't see it coming. Well, believe it or not, and rightfully so, you've got software creators and marketing companies. They are concerned, and they are now speaking out. And they are confirming that they were pretty much blindsided by all of this. Now, if you recall, we spoke to Delegate Mark Fisher just last week. He did his session wrap up here on WCBM. And I asked him about the rumor that there could be a special session in the fall of this year. And Delegate Mark Fisher said, you know what? He was 90% sure that Governor Westmore was going to have to call a special session, Because the way they try to balance the budget and with some of this deficit is by adding those taxes and those increases on the IT and data service companies. Now, Delegate Mark Fisher, like many of you and myself, we talked about the fact that, okay, well, it is very easy to move an IT service or data service company. A lot of those individuals work remote as it is. So why wouldn't they just leave the state? Well, if you could imagine, tech companies are speaking out and some of their concerns will most likely have them leaving the state of Maryland. And the governor and Democrats in Annapolis are not going to recoup that money that they thought they might get from, you know, taxing these services to balance the budget. And we've been talking about this for quite some time. So we get back. I've got some audio to play for you from Fox 45 because they did actually speak to some of these tech companies and want you to hear from them. Right now, we're going to go to our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management with today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
Happy Wednesday. Doing well.
Excellent. Well, today the sun's shining, right? We're on the right side of the grass. Yeah. And guess what? Stock futures have climbed here pre-market today.
Oh, nice.
We might string together two winning days possibly in a row here, Kim, which is amazing. Yesterday, those stocks are coming off of a winning session. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up over 1,000 points, finally to end a four-day losing streak yesterday. The S&P 500 index and NASDAQ also increasing more than 2%. But today's big news, President Donald Trump said that he doesn't plan or doesn't have any intentions to remove Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell from his post currently. So this, of course, is lifting, adding some wind behind the sails of the markets. Also, President Trump did signal that tariffs on Chinese imports may go down. So guess what? We put both of those bits of information, positive news, together, and we have the markets rallying here pre-market today. The Dow Jones futures are up, Kim, over 745 points. S&P 500 futures are up over 128 points currently, and the heavily technology-based index, which is the NASDAQ, up over 532 points here this morning pre-market. So again, that's the big news here for this morning. I think this comment from President Trump is a kind of a reversal maybe of sorts for the president, who certainly mentioned earlier this week, as on Monday, you know, having some comments about Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell demanding that interest rates come down. So it's interesting to see that if this bit of news flow can certainly increase the market momentum, what happens if the opposite occurs and then there's tension, right? What will the markets do based on that news? So again, this less confrontational approach also from President Trump on tariffs and trade talks with China, noting that the current 145% tariff on Chinese imports is, and I quote, very high, and it won't be that high, end quote. So again, we're seeing stocks coming off of a winning session yesterday. Shares of Tesla also popping over 7% here this morning due to comments from their CEO, Elon Musk, mentioning during their Tuesday earnings call yesterday that the Doge, his time spent on the Department of Government Efficiency, may decrease over the next couple of months. So that's adding some good momentum here to the markets this morning. So finally, Kim, guess what? Got some positive news to report here on your show.
I love it.
we'll see. The market hasn't closed yet today, so fingers crossed, Kim. We'll see how things go. It's always a pleasure joining you, and I'll be back, of course, on Friday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, there was some good news there from Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. I know there are a lot of people that were concerned about the stock market, and again, it's going to continue to fluctuate. So, you know, I don't think anybody's going to be celebrating today, but it is good to hear that stocks have gone up just a bit, or they're expecting them to also be up as it all opens up this morning. I do want to just mention here, I'm going to talk about the tech companies and their concerns here in the state of Maryland, but I did get a text from my friend George because, as he mentioned to me, that this is something that you don't quite necessarily see, and that is a report that Canton residents and businesses were speaking out on the juvenile crime, and that is because of a disturbance at Safeway where they were setting off fireworks just yesterday, and despite having security there, this is at the Safeway and Target, by the way, despite having the security, the teens were not afraid to do it. This is what one of the witnesses said to the reporter Vincent Hill on this one. They said when they walked out, they weren't rushing, they weren't running, they walked out casually, right past the security guard team. Now, the witness described hearing a series of loud pops and seeing a huge puff of smoke. The witness also said that they were most likely mid-teens. Some of them were late teens. But again, this just shows juveniles are doing whatever they want in the Baltimore region. They don't really care, okay? And once you know it, by the time the police arrive, those juveniles had already escaped the scene, and there have been no arrests made as of yet. Now, I want to think, because they're juveniles, you know, because they're minors, there most likely won't be any arrests here. There was one witness that said this isn't normal or acceptable behavior. They said it's more of this type of antisocial behavior does really scare people. And, you know, of course, these are just people trying to live their normal lives. And if you can imagine, there are a lot of people commenting on this story. Thanks, George, again, for bringing it to my attention. Until they fix those laws, which they decided not to do this session in Annapolis, this is what you're going to see. Okay? You're going to see this. And you're going to see a lot more as the temperatures get warmer. That's when, especially when kids get out of school for the summer. And it's going to be total mayhem. And somebody's going to end up getting either hurt or killed. And then they're going to go back, just like they did with Timothy Reynolds and the squeegee boy. Then they're going to go back and say, okay, well, maybe we should offer more wraparound services. Maybe we need another rec center, right? Because the kids shooting off fireworks at Target and Safeway, yes, that's what they want. They really need a rec center to go play basketball. Now, mind you, there's a rec center in the area, and there's rec centers now all over the city, as Mayor Brandon Scott pointed out in his State of the City address just 2 days ago, okay? There's no excuse for this now, and your whole bit about rec centers, I mean, it's a mute point, okay? The rec centers are there. These kids aren't going to the rec centers. So stop telling me that you need millions of dollars for rec centers, because that's not what's going to deter some of these juveniles that want to engage in criminal activity. Those kids are not the same. They're not the same. All right. I just wanted to go ahead and just briefly touch on that. Again, you can look at the story. Looks like they have it on Fox 45's website, and it's Vincent Hill was the reporter on that. But, you know, to have Canton residents speak out, and I will note here, there were two witnesses that wanted to be anonymous. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with this, but you see that often. You see that, you know, a lot of people don't want to get involved. They don't want their face affiliated with it. But when you're talking about juveniles, I'm sorry. At what point in time do we say, you know what? I've had enough of these kids. You know, what's going to happen here is they're going to become violent thugs, and then they're going to be 22, 23, 24 years old. And at that point, you know, it's no longer fireworks. They're using guns. They're doing whatever it is that they want, right? So I understand a little bit how people don't want, you know, their identity to be known. But I would also love to see more people say, you know what? I don't need to be anonymous. Let these kids know we're not playing this game. And even though you have elected officials in Annapolis that believe that juveniles can do whatever they want, just so you know, the community doesn't feel that way. So we'll continue to watch and see. But I tell you right now, it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. And that is when kids are out of school for the summer. So just go ahead and brace yourself. Coming up next, we're going to talk about these IT and data service companies. They are speaking out now that Maryland is going to impose new taxes and fees on their services. As I mentioned, everybody was blindsided by this. But we'll discuss that more coming up next.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Southern New Jersey is burning, a big wildfire in Ocean County near the Jersey Shore. Earlier, it forced several thousand evacuations, also closed a stretch of the Garden State Parkway. The parkway has since reopened. Roughly 9,000 acres involved, 10% contained. He's no fan of Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, but President Trump says as far as he is concerned, Powell's job is safe. The president's statement is music to the ears of Wall Street, which is opening higher this morning. The Doge mentality has arrived at the Department of State. Secretary of State Rubio is tightening the belt, at least partly for ideological reasons. Elon Musk says that he'll be spending less time with Doge, more time overseeing Tesla. The EV manufacturer saw its profits plunge in the first quarter of the year. More details at srnnews.com.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to details. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Interesting comment from Brandon Hyde following last night's 7-0 loss at the hands of the Nats. Complete breakdown, as it were. Hyde was asked about the team defense, which was shoddy at best.
We don't have a ton of experience defensively, and I think some of that shows at times. Also, when guys aren't hitting, especially as young players, sometimes the defense isn't at their best, and that's definitely an area that we need to get better at.
Birds will get up and do it again tonight, 6:45 p.m. with Tomo Sugano taking the hill for Baltimore. Caps and Canadiens go at it tonight in Game 2 down in D.C., Caps dealing with an Alexi Protas injury, chance of being back tonight. But much more serious is that of Marty Fejarvi. Knee surgery this past Monday night. Here's head coach Spencer Carberry.
When you talk about sacrifice for your teammates, ask any one of our guys. Marty Fejarvi's at the top of the list of guy that lays his body in front of any shot. Sacrifice going into battles at the net front. This guy takes so much friendly fire.
Marty Fejarvi out for the Caps for the rest of the year. Coming up in 30 minutes, the best high school lacrosse team in the country plays right here in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
High pressure that's keeping us dry today will keep us dry for the rest of the work week. It's Saturday when that next cold front will swing through with some rain, and it will cool the temperatures by the end of the weekend. Today, another warm day, though. A few clouds, 78 this afternoon, near 80 the high tomorrow. Friday, temperatures near 80. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
I know! Coming. Ugh! What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro! Call Maid Pro! Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning to you. Happy Wednesday. We were just briefly going over what happened in Canton yesterday, the Safeway, the Target, and the juveniles using fireworks to scare everyone. Of course, there were no arrests made, but, you know, the police, by the time they arrived, obviously the juveniles had already left the crime scene. So that's most likely why, you know, no one was detained in that incident. But when it comes to juveniles, let's be honest, a lot of them are not detained for anything. I also got a text here saying there was a 10-year-old involved in a carjacking in Towson. 10 years old. Imagine that, if you will. 10 years old. Unbelievable. All right, let's jump right into these IT service and data service companies across the state of Maryland, not just the Baltimore region. And that is because, unfortunately, the Democrats in the Maryland General Assembly and Governor Wes Moore thought it was a bright idea to tax those services. And that way they can make up for the, I guess, what are we now, $1.8 billion deficit that we're facing. So instead of cutting spending, instead of telling the teachers union, look, we can't do the Kerwin Commission, we can't do anything in regards to, remember, it's Kerwin Commission / blueprint, I'll make sure I say that. We can't cut anything in regards to the climate change initiatives, but what we can do is we can tax these IT and data service companies. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't think anybody saw this coming. And now tech companies are responding. Take a listen.
Even as Mayor Scott promises to lower property taxes for Baltimoreans, many Marylanders could end up paying more after this year's statewide budget passed with $1.6 billion in taxes and fees. Much of the criticism surrounds the controversial new tech tax. As Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor tells us, several Maryland businesses, based tech companies, are now sounding the alarm.
Yeah, a growing number of tech companies tell me that they are packing up and preparing to leave the state if the governor were to sign off on this new tax, a move that they argue will punish innovation and crush their margins.
We're kind of red state curious, Tennessee, North Carolina, Florida.
After more than two decades,
we don't have any long-term leases in Maryland,
of making and marketing software here in Maryland.
We're actually looking at Wyoming, which has zero corporate tax.
Todd Marks, the CEO and founder of Baltimore-based MindGrub Technologies,
personal and or corporate tax,
is considering a move he never planned on making.
We've got one foot out the door in this state, but, you know, we would gladly just stay here then leave.
Pushing him out, a pending 3% sales tax on IT and data services, set to take effect July 1.
Amendment is adopted.
Lawmakers fast-tracking the tax towards the end of session, giving little time for tech companies to prepare or weigh in.
Almost a third of your bottom line. So it's super impactful if you can't just readily roll it over to your clients and make them pay, but then why would they pay more if they can just hire a company in Pennsylvania or Virginia and not pay 3% more?
Echoing Mark's concerns.
I've been here 30 years. I've raised children here. I want to stay here.
Wade Berger, owner and CEO of Ascendant Innovations, a federal contracting firm in Hanover.
It's actually a 624% increase in the tax burden for Maryland just on my company. That's not something that any of us saw coming. It's not something any of us can budget for.
Both say they'd lose about $250,000 in additional taxes annually, while the state expects to make about $500 million in new revenue.
That in itself pretty much puts a lot of the small companies like mine in jeopardy.
We're shrinking as a state, and you need to grow. And to grow, you have to, you know, the expression is money goes where it's welcome. Right? And we don't welcome money here. We push it out of state.
The future of the tax and potentially Maryland's tech industry now sits on the governor's desk, waiting to be signed into law.
Yeah, it's not too late to fix this.
Mark's noting Brian Crosby, one of just two Democratic lawmakers to vote against the tax, has already moved his company to Virginia, claiming the tax would cripple his business.
When companies can leave, the last thing you want to do is tax them more, because they will leave.
Today, I reached out to the governor's office asking if he had any response to these concerns being raised by Maryland tech companies. I also asked if he'd be willing to meet with any of them in person before passing this tax into law. As of News Time tonight, though, I have not heard back. In Baltimore, Rebecca Pryor, Fox 45 News.
All right, so there you have it. Tech companies are saying, look, we're just going to leave. And as I noted, and many people noted, it is extremely easy for a tech company to move to another state, right? Most of their employees, what they do, they can do remotely. They don't have to be in a certain office. And honestly, as one of those tech presidents there noted, when you're, you know, say you've got a business and, you know, you use data services, right? You're not, say your business is something different. Maybe you got a retail shop or something like that. You use data services. If you have hired like MindGrub or any of these companies here locally in Maryland, and you see that they're now going to charge more on their bottom line because they're going to have to embrace these taxes and fees, if you were that retail company, you would just then go and hire some company in Delaware or even in Ohio or anywhere else, right? Because a lot of this is done, you know, through the computer system. So you don't have to have your tech guru there on site, right? That's how this is all set up. Now, I did note here, it sounds like a lot of tech companies aren't willing to wait to move. Okay, so Governor Westmore has this on his desk. And if he signs this into law, it is up to the comptroller, Brooke Learman, to decide the winners and the losers within this tech industry. I also wanted to ask to you, because of course I want you to weigh in, if you have a tech company, a data services company, what have you. If you know somebody that does, please, I want to hear more from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. As you heard there also, Bill Crosby, one of the Democrats in the Maryland General Assembly voted against this bill. But he already moved his company to Virginia. That's what I'm saying. Why would they wait? Why would they wait to see whether or not Brooke Learman chooses them as a winner or a loser in a situation? You wouldn't wait to see this. And if Bill Crosby already moved his business to Virginia, what does that tell us? Governor Westmore is going to most likely sign this into law. If you think that Bill Crosby hasn't given a phone call to the governor's office to find out, you're silly. You're absolutely silly, and I'm sure I could sell you fire in hell, okay? You're not the brightest. Because Bill Crosby, most likely, I would say 99.9% sure, he had this conversation with the governor or somebody in the governor's office. He knows that he's going to sign it, so he picked up and moved his tech company to Virginia because he had some inside knowledge that that's what he should do. That's the bottom line. Now, the question also goes to, how does this fit into Governor Moore's State of the State address? He said that he wanted to do more as far as being the innovator here in Maryland for tech, for AI, for quantum. This goes directly against what he talked about in that address. And we had Senator Hershey, Senator Reedy. There were so many Republicans in Annapolis as they were trying to decide what to do with this bill. They were speaking out. And again, it points to the fact that why I don't understand it. No, if you are a business owner, if you are an entrepreneur, you are most likely in some way using some kind of data service. And you're looking at this situation. Are you going to continue to vote Democrat? I would not. I would not. Why would you do such a thing? That's against your best interest, even if you are a Democrat that has one of these companies. Now, of course, you know, you didn't hear in that report there by Rebecca Pryor if these tech companies, you know, whether or not they voted for Governor Westmore. And they don't ask those questions. That's just me. I'm nosy, right? I want to know. I want to know. Because even though we were blindsided by all of this, as I mentioned so many times before, if you looked at Governor Westmore's platform as he was running, even in the Democrat primary, because remember, he was against Tom Perez, Peter Franchot, there were so many other. If you looked at his platform as he ran, you knew for a fact that the only way he was going to accomplish any of those things is to tax us to death. That was the only way that that was going to work. So when I heard Republicans saying that, oh, I hate Dan Cox and he's too Trump and he's too this. And then I hear, oh, well, I might as well just vote for Westmore. I might as well not vote at all. Are you crazy? That goes against anything that the Republican Party stands for. You call yourself a conservative? I need you to look in the mirror and now call yourself a liberal, because that's what it comes down to. There's no way in the world an actual conservative, an actual Republican could have voted for Governor Westmore after looking at his platform just briefly. Whether it was the fact that he was in bed with the teachers union, whether it was the fact that he was in bed with some of these environmental groups. You knew that he wasn't going to keep these coal plants open. You knew for a fact that he wanted to do $1 billion in his climate change initiatives. I mean, just think about it. He was very aligned with President Joe Biden at the time. And President Joe Biden, with his Bidenomics, he didn't care how much taxes and fees went to we the people. And so that's why I did. I got a little upset with some of the Republicans that said, well, I just really don't like Dan Cox. Dan Cox wouldn't have done this. Dan Cox would not have done this. I don't care how you feel about Dan Cox personally. When it comes to your wallet, did you not at least vote in the best interest of your wallet? Did you just, you went for the guy that you barely knew, the guy that continues to claim that he's new to politics, which is a lie. He lied about the Bronze Star. All this came out. He lied about whether or not he lived in Baltimore. Remember, we found that out. He didn't grow up in Baltimore. He doesn't support school choice, yet he took advantage of school choice his entire life. The guy's a joke. So yes, I have very little respect. You know what? I'll be honest. I have no respect for people that did come out and say they voted for Governor Westmore as Republicans. I have no respect for that. I really don't. I've got Tom in Harrisburg. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Good morning. Good morning. Queen of Radio. Yeah,
good morning, Tom.
I use IT services for my ministry when I'm working. I do a lot of food stuff overseas. And every season, I look for alternate just in case of this same scenario going out. But one thing I do notice that they won't tax our immigrant population's money that's going back home. They won't touch that. They won't even consider something like that. That if I'm sending money back home, that they would tax that. But they'll tax a bag of potato chips for somebody who barely is eating right anyway.
Right.
As far as your stats, if you go to the Citizen app, they have three-digit increases in a lot of our crimes, as well as double digits, and they get theirs from 911.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, yeah, that U.S. News.
No, the app, Citizen.
Right. Well, you're referring to the fact that Mayor Scott said that we're not on the top 25 danger list, right?
Yeah.
So they use the 911 data.
It's a lot easier to fudge the numbers if you change the district, because when you go up to Poplar Grove and Edmondson and look, and just across the street, they used to be the same district, and now they're not. You can manipulate the numbers to paint over what you want it to look like if you just changed just the street addresses. We're not here anymore. Central District is moved, and you can't tell where the district starts and stops just in 1 year. And it wasn't like it was announced and this is going to happen in 6 months. It just happened, and all of a sudden the stats changed. But then again, like you always say, the state's attorney's efforts are going unnoticed because they're not important. So,
yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Tom, thank you. You too. Thank you. Have a great week. Okay, so he said the Citizens app uses the 911 data, and that is also different. See, that's what I'm saying. This whole thing, and I don't know why the U.S. News Real Estate did this, but I do believe for a fact they use the data dashboard out of the city, and I do believe for a fact that those numbers are not accurate. They're not accurate. I think that Baltimore City is number 14, just as the FBI listed. And I think now we're looking at numbers. Mayor Scott, you know, they're looking at numbers that just aren't real. We'll put a pin in that. I do want to stay on topic here with the IT services and the data services. I got some more callers here. I got Bernie in Columbia. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm just curious, is there any definition of what is considered tech services in the bill? Because you've got people like Geek Squad that works for Best Buy. They come out to your house and mount your TV and set it up for you. Is that tech services? Is everybody that's on the internet that has Fios, is that tech services?
Yeah.
Every time somebody comes out and has cable installed in their house, is that tech services? Setting up networks for companies, tech services? So they're going to be taxing everybody if they have the internet. I mean, what's in the bill?
Right. And that is the difficult part to see here because, Bernie, as they noted, it doesn't really clarify at all. And that's why a lot of this is going to end up on Brooke Learman's desk. And she's going to have to decide.
Yeah, well, I believe that the governor, what he's probably going to do is not sign it and just let it go into law because he's going to let it sit there.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely could do that. And that's what I said, Bernie, when you see the fact that Bill Crosby, who did vote against this, you see the fact that he's already moved his company to Virginia. I think you're right. Either he's going to sign it or else he's just going to, you know, table it and it'll go into law. But I think it's for sure coming.
Well, we'll see what happens. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Bernie, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And Bernie had some great points there. We don't know which IT or data services are going to decide the tax. And we don't really know exactly what they're referring to because the wording, the language in the bill is very vague. It's extremely vague. Now, could all of us end up paying for these services? That is a possibility. As Bernie pointed out, if you have Wi-Fi, it's a possibility. That's what's so crazy about this entire thing. And again, Delegate Mark Fisher, if you missed earlier or even last week, he said this is why they're absolutely going to end up in a special session. And it has nothing to do with what President Trump or Elon Musk has done at the federal level. It has everything to do with the way that they attempted to pretend to balance the budget in Annapolis. And it's very frustrating because, believe it or not, there are some Democrats in Annapolis that really don't get it. They don't get it. And I don't know why they don't get it. But, you know, when you talk to some of these people, they'll be like, well, no, we're going to have a special session because President Trump is, you know, he's messing around with the federal grants. No, the way you balanced the budget was BS. I wish I could use the real word. It was BS. It was always going to be BS as long as you kept the blueprint in there and the climate change initiatives in which you did. This has nothing to do with Trump. Nothing at all. You screwed us in Annapolis. I've got Andy in Catonsville. Andy, you wanted to weigh in real quick?
Hey, Kim, great show. Love your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to tell you and anybody who's listening, a real life, I'll be brief, real life impact of these tax increases. My mother is 91, lives in Catonsville. My father just died this past October.
I'm sorry.
And because of these tax increases, her mortgage has gone up $300, which she can now, she can't afford it.
Because
she's on a fixed income because all she has is Social Security. So now, because of these tax increases, her homeowners has gone up. Everything has gone up. She can't afford her mortgage anymore. So now I got to look at options for my 91-year-old mother.
Oh, gosh. Andy,
this is ridiculous, and this guy has to go.
I'm so sorry that you're dealing with all of this, and I'm so sorry about the passing of your father. And I think that this is going to be huge for those that are on a fixed income, as you noted. I guess, you know, is there any way that there's an alternative here, do you believe, or is just this is just a reality at this point?
I really don't know. I'm actually in the car driving to a friend of mine's house. She's going to try and help me navigate some of the tax stuff and maybe get a tax break for my mother.
Okay.
I really don't know what the outcome's going to be, but it doesn't look good.
Yeah. Yeah. Andy, I appreciate you sharing us with us, and I'm so sorry that you're going through that. Hopefully today you'll learn more about what you can do in this situation. Hopefully there's some kind of solution.
Yeah, thank you. But people need to hear these stories because it's having a boots on the ground, rubber meets the road impact on everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right about that. Andy, thank you so much. Thank you. I hope you have a great day. It's so sad. But, you know, and Andy's not the only one. It's like, what do you do in this situation? And for all those that live on a fixed income that listen to the show, for all of you, yes, you're going to feel this. You're going to feel the taxes. You're going to feel the fees. You know, I'm wondering why some of those that like to call in and give me a hard time, why aren't you talking about this? And I know some of you do live on a fixed income, and there's nothing wrong with that. But did you work your entire life to now not be able to afford to stay in Maryland? We'll discuss where we get back right now. I want you to imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversations with old friends, or even Kim Klasick live? Look, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it does not. I think you should definitely call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area as well. So all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
That is the definition of dark woke. What does it really mean? What does all this mean? Is they don't have a clue. They don't have the courage either to stand up and have an introspective moment and to have a course correction that understands that this country voted for dramatic, drastic change. America wants their borders secure. America wants criminals deported. America wants illegals deported. These are 70-30, 80-20 issues. America wants to eliminate waste, fraud, abuse, and corruption. They call it a constitutional crisis.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Warning! Inflation is back on the rise. The national debt is spiraling out of control. The stock market has been at an all-time high, and wars continue to rage across the globe. Experts are predicting a massive economic crash for 2025, and you should be ready. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, where you'll learn why tens of thousands of hardworking Americans and even the world's central banks are turning to precious metals to help protect and diversify their money. Get your free gold and silver kit from Goldco by visiting HannityGold.com or calling 855-815-GOLD. You could even receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Don't let your financial future slip through your fingers. Learn why so many Americans are diversifying with gold and silver today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821
1 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters, so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Hear the news, then talk about it. At the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, don't forget, at the top of the hour, coming up next, we'll be joined by Sholden Daniels out of Dallas, Texas. He's the attorney fighting back against Representative Jasmine Crockett. That's right, he's running against her in that district in Dallas. And I have to say, I am very impressed by Sholden, and I think you will be too. So don't go anywhere. He's coming up next. Real quick, just to kind of put a bow on this topic for now. For now, we're going to continue talking about the tech companies for days to come. But it does sound to me like these tech companies are not willing to wait. They are going to most likely move their companies to a different state. And the Maryland General Assembly, the Democrats that thought they would recruit that money to go towards balancing the budget, it looks as though they will not get it. They will not get it. So when they go back for a special session, they're not going to just talk about this. They're going to figure out who else they can tax, where else they can add fees. Okay? And this will most likely happen in the fall. So again, elections have consequences, and they are very important. And it's sad to see. And like I do believe the companies were blindsided by all of this. All right, Sholden Daniels coming up next. Don't go anywhere. I wonder what he has in store for Jasmine Crockett. You know, Sholden is black, but he doesn't do the girlfriend. He doesn't do the whole Sinead act. I don't know. You think he can make some wave there in that district? We'll have to see. We'll ask him coming up next.